The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 2, text number 32. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Athikari, recorded on May 20th, 2007, in Riga, Latvia.
So today we are studying one of the most key and essential verses of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 2, text number 32.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yen ye ravindaksha vimukti maninas Tvayasta bhavanda vishuddha buddhaya Aruya krishchena parang padang tata Patant yodo nadrita yushmarangraya
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Someone may say that aside from devotees who always seek shelter at the Lord's lotus feet, there are those who are not devotees but who have accepted different processes for attaining salvation. What happens to them? In answer to this question, Lord Brahma and the other demigods said, O lotus-eyed Lord, although non-devotees who accept severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest position may think themselves liberated, their intelligence is impure. They fall down from their position of imagined superiority because they have no regard for your lotus feet.
Purport.
Aside from devotees, there are many others, non-devotees, known as karmis, jnanis, or yogis, philanthropists, altruists, politicians, impersonalists, and voidists. There are many varieties of non-devotees who have their respective ways of liberation, but simply because they do not know the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, although they falsely think that they have been liberated and elevated to the highest position, they fall down. As clearly stated by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 9.3, Ashradhana Purusha Dharmashyasya Parantapa Aprapyamang Nivartante Mrityu Sangsaravartmani. Those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of foes, but return to birth and death in this material world. It doesn't matter whether one is a karmi, jnani, yogi, philanthropist, politician, or whatever. If one has no love for the lotus feet of the Lord, one falls down. That is the verdict given by Lord Brahma in this verse. There are persons who advocate accepting any process and who say that whatever process one accepts will lead to the same goal, but that is refuted in this verse, where such persons are referred to as vimukti manina, signifying that although they think they've attained the highest perfection, in fact they have not. In the present day, big politicians all over the world think that by scheming they can occupy the highest political post, that of president or prime minister, but we actually see that even in this life, such big prime ministers, presidents, and other politicians, because of being non-devotees, fall down. Patanti adha. To become president or prime minister is not easy. One must work very hard, Aruya Krishchena, to achieve the post. And even though one may reach his goal at any moment, one may be kicked down by material nature. In human society, there have been many instances in which great exalted politicians have fallen from government and become lost in historical oblivion. The cause of this is Vishuddha Buddhiyaha. Their intelligence is impure. The Shastra says, Nateivadus Varatagatam Hivishnum Bhagavatam 7531. One achieves the perfection of life by becoming a devotee of Vishnu, but people do not know this. Therefore, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 12.5, Klesho Giti Karatashtesham avyakta-sakta-chetasam. Persons who do not ultimately accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead and take the devotional service, but who instead are attached to impersonalism and voidism, must undergo great labor to achieve their goals. Shreya shritim bhaktim udashyate vibho krishyanti ye kevala bodha labdhaye. Bhagavatam 10.14.4. To achieve understanding, such persons work very hard and undergo severe austerities, but their hard labor and austerities themselves are their only achievement, for they do not actually achieve the real goal of life. Dhruva Maharaj at first wanted to achieve the greatest material kingdom and greater material possessions than his father, but when he was actually favored with the Lord who appeared before him to give him the benediction he desired, Dhruva Maharaj refused it, saying, Svamin kritartosmi varang nayache. Now I am fully satisfied, I do not want any material benediction. Hari Bhakti Surodaya 7.28. This is the perfection of life. Yang lagvacha parang labang manyate nadikam tataha. Bhagavad Gita 6.22. If one achieves the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, one is fully satisfied and does not need to seek for any material benediction. At night, no one can see a lotus, for lotuses blossom only during the daytime. Therefore, the word aravindaksha is significant. One who is not captivated by the lotus eyes or transcendental form of the Supreme Lord is in darkness, exactly like one who cannot see a lotus. One who has not come to the point of seeing the lotus eyes and transcendental form of Shyamasundara is a failure. Premanjana charito bhakti valochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Those who are attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in love always see the Lord's lotus eyes and lotus feet, whereas others cannot see the Lord's beauty and are therefore classified as anadrita yushmadangriyaha, or neglectful of the Lord's personal form. Those who neglect the Lord's form are surely failures on every path in life, but if one develops even a little love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is liberated without difficulty. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato vayat. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead recommends in Bhagavad Gita 9.34, Manmanama manbhakto majajimang namaskuru. Simply think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer some slight homage to me. Simply by this process, one is guaranteed to return home back to Godhead and thus attain the highest perfection. The Lord further affirms in Bhagavad Gita 18:54-55, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochati Nakangshati Samaksaraveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Lavate Param Bhaktyamam Avijanati Yavanyashashmi Tatvataha Tatomang Tatvato Gyatva Vishate Taranantaram. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state he attains pure devotional service unto me. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service, and when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha.
So, we have only 21 minutes. That is hardly enough time to go very deeply into this very, very significant verse. But what can be done? I will try to hit on some of the high points. Prabhupada quotes this verse again and again and again. Especially he emphasizes, when you hear him say the verse on the lectures, he'll go, Patanti Yadho. Don't sit like that in front of the deities. Yeah. He emphasizes that they fall down. So, he's talking about the impersonalists. They may fly through by undergoing, the word is given, krichchena, very severe austerities. By undergoing, even the word krichchena, the word itself sounds very difficult, krichchena. So, by this krichchena, they can enter into Brahman. They can enter into Brahman. They can fly for some time in the sky of Brahman. But if you offer them the opportunity to meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord, they will not be interested. Because they have no regard for the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, patanti yadho, they fall down again in this material world. Austerities can give you some temporary elevation. But it is only temporary. They think they are liberated. Actually, we say Sayuja Mukti. We list Sayuja as one of the five types of liberation, don't we? But according to this shloka, Sayuja Mukti is not actually Mukti. It's not actually mukti. Even though we list it as one of the five types of mukti. It's mukti in quotation marks. So-called mukti. That's why it is stated here. There's one. Yeah, vimukti maninas. That means they are liberated in the mind only. Just like some ugly person may think, well, I'm very good looking. Everybody can see this person is ugly. But he is thinking, oh, I'm so good looking, the girls must all be attracted to me, you see. So his good looks are simply in his mind only. So in the same way, they think they are liberated. Ah, now I am achieved Brahman. But actually they are deluding themselves. They haven't really achieved anything. It's like a dog, he may feel that, oh, I'm free, I can run. So he takes off running. Yes, I am free. He takes off running. But actually the master has him a collar around his neck and a long rope, and he's tied to a pole. He goes running off in his so-called liberation until he hits the end of the rope, and then... So the Mayavadis, you see, the Mayavadis are like that. They're like a dog tied to a pole. They think, ah, yes, now I am God. But, patanti yadho. As soon as one can fly in the sky of Brahman for some time, but as soon as you run out of petroleum, you have to come down again, you see. These Mayavadi, these impersonalists, they can float for some time in the Brahman sky. That's a fact. But they cannot remain in that Brahman sky. The devotees, they can go to one of the Brahman planets. They can go to a Vaikuntha Loka, or they can go to Krishna Loka. But these Mayavadis, they can only float in the sky. They cannot land on the planet. Just like you can get on an airplane and you can land in a foreign country. But if you don't have a visa, you can't clear customs. So the impersonalists, they're able to enter the spiritual sky. But they can't clear customs. So they have to come back to the material world. So they have two things here. They have imaginary liberation, and also describe avishuddha buddhaya, impure intelligence. It's interesting here that Prabhupada also ties this verse in with the politicians. That people may achieve some big, big post here in this material world. But it is only temporary. Just like Prabhupada always gives the example of, don't hold your knee like that in front of the deities. Yes, this should not be in front of the deities like that. Yeah. So, Prabhupada gives the example, do you know that punar mushika bhava? There was one little mouse. And he was being tormented by the cat. He was in constant fear of that cat. Every time he would come out of his mouse hole, that cat would come running. It was very difficult for the little mouse to get anything to eat. So So one day when the cat wasn't looking, he ran to the nearby yogi's hut. He heard the yogi was very powerful. He could do all kinds of magic. So he went running to the yogi's hut. He said, "My dear yogi, I'm being tormented by the cat." I cannot even get my meals properly. Please help me. Yogi Raj, please help me. So the yogi said, "All right, I can make you a cat. Would you like to become a cat?" "Oh yes, that would be very nice." "All right, you become a cat." So now he's walking around. "Now I am cat. Now I have no problems." But then another thing, then one dog appeared on the scene. And the poor cat is running up the tree, you see. Again he's in great difficulty. So he goes back to the yogi as soon as the dog is looking the other way. "Yogi Raj, Yogi Raj, now the dog is bothering me. Would you like me to make you a dog?" "Yes, yes, yes, make me a dog." Poof. Now he is dog. Now I have no problem. The cat will not bother me. The dog will not bother me. Now I can live peacefully and happily in the village. But then one Bengal tiger came into the village. So again, back to the yogi's hut. "Yogi Raj, Yogi Raj, the tiger has come. What to do?" The yogi chuckled, "Oh, you want me to make you a tiger?" "Yes, yes, make me a tiger." "All right, tiger." So, you know, the tiger animal, he is a very powerful animal. But he has one problem. Whenever he goes to take his dinner goes running as fast as it can in the opposite direction. And Prabhupada explains there's a little bird in the forest. There's a little bird in the forest. He goes, "Peyu, Peyu, Peyu." Whenever the tiger is out, the little bird gives an alarm. The tiger is on the prowl. So there's a system in the jungle. When the tiger is on the prowl, this little bird sounds the alarm, you see. And all the animals hightail it as fast as they can. So the tiger goes looking, "Where's all the animals? There's nobody's here. How am I going to get my dinner?" So we may think, well, the tiger has great facility for eating. But actually he has a great difficulty getting his meals. And this tiger, he knew that, this new tiger, he knew that it's not easy now that I'm a tiger to get my meals. But he knew that I'm sitting in this hut right now. And there's this nice yogi sitting right here in front of me. And I'm sitting by the door. And he has no way to escape. So the tiger, he gave this look at the yogi. The yogi picked up on it. He said, "Oh, you want to eat me?" The tiger said, "Yes." The yogi said, "Punar Muzagabhava." Again, you become a mouse. So these impersonalists, you see, by dint of their kritschena, their severe austerities, they become big, big spiritual tigers. You see, but because they have no regard for Krishna's lotus feet, again you become a worm in the stool. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
There is a quotation from Bhagavad Gita that someone who performs performs devotional service without faith comes back to the material world. Why it happens? It is because of Avishuddha Buddha, unclear intelligence, or why it is like this?
If one's service without faith, yes, that is definitely a lack of intelligence, there's no doubt. The intelligent person realizes that faith is the whole foundation of bhakti. That if I don't have faith, then I'm not going to go anywhere. We have the nine steps, the first, you know, Shraddha, Sarusanga, Bhajana Kriya, Nartana Vritti, etc. Shraddha is the whole foundation. If one thinks, well, I'm not going to worry about Shraddha, I'll just associate with devotees, I'll do Bhajana Kriya, and this way I'll advance.
But
that's like constructing a building without making a proper foundation. So, therefore, Shvetashvatara Upanishad, chapter 6, text number
23,
emphasizes the absolute necessity of having unflinching faith. Because that's the only way you're really going to get the result. We really have to have absolutely solid faith, there's no doubt. And those who don't, they haven't properly utilized their brain. Because anyone who will properly utilize their brain to understand these transcendental Vedic teachings, will develop great faith in this process of Krishna consciousness. So do not be intellectually lazy. Utilize your intelligence to fully understand the sublime teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why Prabhupada's books are so important. By carefully studying these books, even the most faithless atheist can become very strong, have very strong faith in the existence of God.
Of
Questions more?
If a devotee during his devotional service commits some mistakes because of lack of experience or some other things, how he can satisfy his guru still somehow?
If you work for a corporation and you can make a lot of mistakes, they'll fire you. They don't give a damn if you're sincere or you're not. Fire means they terminate you from your job. Yeah. Let you go. They don't care. They don't care if you're sincere or not. All I know is this person makes mistakes, let's get rid of him. But spiritual life is completely different. Even if one commits the most abominable mistakes, if one is sincerely engaged in devotional service, he is considered properly situated. Api chet sudaracharo bhajate mam mananya bhak. You see, it is stated by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Even if you make the most abominable mistake, all you have to do is pick yourself up and engage in devotional service once again. There's no other atonement required. Simply pick yourself up again, chant your 16 rounds, follow the principles, engage in bhakti. That's all you have to do. Spiritual master will immediately, if he sees your surrendered mood, he'll immediately forgive you for all the mistakes you made. Spiritual master is an ocean of mercy. So take advantage of that mercy. No matter what mistake you make, you pick yourself up and engage yourself again in devotional service. So we have run out of time. We can't go over time. We are not allowed to go over time. We have to, if anybody has anything further, you'll have to come for a darshan or come and save it for the lecture today, the feast lecture, or tomorrow morning's class. Jai. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His great Srimad Sankarsana Dasa Adhikari ki jai.